There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, and as Rico well knows, nothing says Tigers playoff magic like Boz Skaggs. Here's Rico, karaoke style. 3 o'clock.
Dearest Michael, we are so happy to have a playoff win here.
Hold on. Listen, the whole report from the front, I mean, we started the show talking about yesterday's game and Kerry Carpenter and, you know, Scooble was magnificent. And tomorrow it just sets the stage for something we've waited a long time for, which is a home playoff game in baseball where if you're an old head like me and Rico, 06, I mean, I've never seen a baseball stadium behave that way. It was a powder keg. It was awesome. I'm expecting tomorrow to be one of the great postseason, vibes in the sport that you'll be able to find. I've told you, Yankee Stadium's primarily a doctor's office. It's special. But what you did yesterday and how you did it, I hate to tell you, I'm kind of numb to it at this point. There was no point in the game I thought you were going to lose. Honestly. Oh, there's two men on. I'm like, yeah, great. The space gods will give them a double play. Double play. Now, here's my one question. We didn't cover this in the first hour. Enrico, there's no wrong answer. Mm-hmm. I just want to know your answer. Was it a catch?
I have gone back and forth, Mike. I think the thing is, whatever they said it was going to be, that's what it was going to be. Because it could have been a catch. It could have not been a catch. But I think deep down, I'm okay with the fact that they said it was a catch. At first, I thought the ball bounced into his glove. But then when you start looking at it frame by frame, it's like, I don't know. I don't. And when that happened, that's when I started thinking, maybe the voodoo's over. Maybe it's done. Because I just knew, okay, we're going to review this. Okay, and there we go. Wait, what? What? That's when I stopped believing in the voodoo and was just thinking this will be a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. I'm guilty as charged.
No, that's okay. I didn't. I guess I've just been seduced by and conditioned that over the better part now of 2 months, whatever they need to happen is going to happen. And the part of this is, look, whether it was Scooble or this bullpen, do you know what you didn't do yesterday? And it's why I had the confidence I had. Zero walks. Zero. Okay. No false traffic on the base paths. And you just played the game. And at no point did I feel like the Guardians were getting quality at bats. Just didn't feel that way. Even Rocchio's double, he barely hit the ball. There was just nothing to it. And then, of course, when Class A comes in, Rico, that you were getting good swings. And no, I didn't imagine that Rogers and Sweeney would both get on base, but they did. And the minute you had Carey up there, and it wasn't a quick at bat, you got to see more pitches. Then, you know, that moment, I mean, I can still close my eyes and see it. You had Bo Naylor motioning with the glove, keep it down. Like, you do not miss high. You know, the fact that Class A threw three straight sliders, part of it is no one has hit that ball out of a ballpark in 2 years against him on a slider. But he missed. And Carpenter's too damn good of a hitter, especially against righties. You don't play against lefties. It's just become expected. But I'd love to know where people are. You know, what impressed you the most? Your reaction to yesterday? And like, look, I know Rico and I, while being positive, are certainly more measured. I was busting cookies chops earlier lightly, and I'm just like, did you seriously talk about this being a bigger homer than Maglio? You need to chill. You know, second of all, what were you, six? Like, I mean, you got to be kidding me with that.
Wait, I thought he said it was the second biggest homer to Maglio.
It can't be even that. What are we doing here?
Right. One sent you to your first World Series in, at that point, 22 years, and it was at home, and it ended a series, and it was the height of drama, and it brought grown men to tears. You can't do that in the ALDS in Game 2. Stop.
Point of
Great
reference.
Great moment. Stop.
Point of reference to Cookies in his generation. Maybe this was the
no, no, it's not. In his, I'm in his generation, and no, it's not. He's wrong. He's wrong. Maglio is way up there, and it's not even close.
Second, David,
it's not second, even close.
Second doesn't mean it's close. It just means it's second. The
it
Washington
shouldn't be
Generals were second to the Globetrotters.
It shouldn't be discussed in the same sentence.
Okay, wow. All right, there's no reason to be angry. I just think it's a PSA, and it shows you the dangers. Jim Costa shows you the dangers of doing a radio show with an erection. You're not thinking clearly. There's no blood in your body. You can't do radio that way. There's no way he stood up in commercial breaks. Change my mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was very excited, Mike. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And in his world, he got wrapped up in the moment and said, this was the greatest, well, maybe. And I'm sure somebody was like, did you forget Maglio? Okay, second greatest home run. Okay.
Yeah. How about Kirk Gibson? Anybody want to talk about that?
He wasn't alive.
Okay, we'll just keep it going.
I would even go, you know what, Fick, closing out Tiger Stadium.
Like, it was a great photo. I remember when they used to sell the panoramic of that.
Yeah.
Really cool photo. But no, that's where we're at with it. We had Tigers in four before the series. I thought you would gain a split. You did. I'm not changing anything. There's no need to anoint this team as anything other than what they are. They're dangerous. They're a threat. They're on a magic ride. And that's it. You just earn tomorrow. Go play the game. Now, you win tomorrow, you got a hammer lock on this. Mm-hmm. Because you've got a home game Thursday and no day off. And at worst, if you have to go back to Cleveland, you got Scooble on the mound, and you have a full bullpen. And if you think AJ pulls levers now, elimination game, AJ, you do whatever you want to survive. Now, here was my other question as we start hour number two, Rico. Who's the opener tomorrow? Could I offer you something?
Did he just get called up?
Would you consider starting the game if you didn't go with Holton? Now, I'm not wavering. Just because Holton got lit up for the first time, like ever, I'm not wavering that you don't start him now. But any thought process? What about Jackson Jobe? With relievers warming up from Jump Street.
I was about to say, yep. Wait, are they up in the bullpen already? We haven't started
the game. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Hand them daiquiris. Stay warm.
Yeah.
I'm asking a question. Who's the opener?
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you go back to Holton? You try something new?
I was kind of leaning towards Jackson Jobe as well. You got to see what this kid can do. Maybe putting him in, you know, in Houston was a little too much pressure. You get to start the game
late
fresh.
Innings. What if you just get to start the game? It's just the first batter of a game. Can you give me three outs?
See, I was going to say, can you give me two innings? That's it.
Okay. David, any thought on that? And again, I mean, I'm not qualified to pick the opener. I'm eagerly awaiting the announcement. But who is it? I don't think you're starting a pitcher. That's not what you do. Now, you'll go opener into bulk or like double open into bulk. But, you know, is it Holton? What do you do?
Oh, okay. Well, Kenny's already called me the name that I am, I guess. So
what?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I'm not ready for that. I can't start Joe. I can't.
Okay,
I'm
David.
Scared.
I'm sorry. I'm scared. I'm not even saying it will happen. I'm asking a question about you saw Holton the other day. Would there be a different approach to this, or do you just go with the tried and true method?
See, I would have Joe maybe have Montero warming up to start the game just to be ready.
I don't think Montero's even on the damn roster.
No, he got put on this one.
He's in the DS roster?
Yeah. Mize is
off.
Oh,
you can keep him. Yeah, well, okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, I'm not interested in that. You can have Montero.
He's not
one of my guys. If you didn't have a terrible ERA at Toledo, you don't pitch for me. That's my rules now.
Is this what we are now?
Yes. In fact, I'm hoping there's some guy I've never heard of who has a 12 ERA at Erie, and we're just going to have him be the opener.
Minimum ERA 6 coming out of Toledo.
Yeah, exactly.
Has to be.
100%. Kenny, what they're doing is the equivalent of the Wings finding their worst goalies in the system and bringing them up. And they all look like Patrick Waugh.
I'm just saying. Montero had a 6 1/3 scoreless innings in his only appearance against the Guardians.
Okay. Hey, you guys can fill in the blanks. Whatever AJ does, what am I going to say about it? I just wanted to ask the question. What would you do? 248-539-9797. David, we'll get some ticket techs in the mix. We'll get the people in the mix. We also have Big Ten Power Rankings later in the hour. 4 o'clock, we will do some football because, damn it, we have to. I want to. But it is a Tigers day. And while we're not asking you, oh, where were you when the moment happened? I would like your thoughts about the game and how you're feeling going in tomorrow. This is playoff baseball. This is how it works. Stay neutral. You'll drive yourself insane if you go high-low with every game. Try to just stay neutral with it. And tomorrow you win, then get excited. But tomorrow's going to be a dogfight. I think you're going to get the best shot the Guardians have tomorrow, especially coming off that game yesterday. 248-539-9797. We'll get with some of the people coming up.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Up next. All right, David, give me a few of the ticket texts. We'll get to the people. We'll get to the Big Ten Power Rank later in the hour. What do you got for me?
Scoble is that guy, especially the video of him telling the entire ballpark to F off. I am now a huge fan of Terry Scoble.
I'm glad you are. I don't need that. I'm sorry. I just don't need it. If you're at home, play to the crowd. You're on the road. You can fist pump. You could be Tiger at the Masters. You can yell F words into the air. I don't. This ain't wrestling. You can save that.
No.
And here's the other thing. You're not Verlander. You're not Scherzer. You're not Nolan Ryan. Not yet. I'm old school about it. I didn't need that.
Right, but he's a few weeks away from having something that all of those guys have, and that's a Cy Young Award. He got wrapped up in the moment. I'm okay with that.
That's fine. Well, what I'm, you know, again, it's just not for me. It's just not to me how you do it. You're at home? Oh, hell yeah. Play to your crowd. Those are your people. I don't need you getting into it with fans on the road. Just pitch.
Game two was hinge managerial wizardry. To have Carp at the plate in that situation when he didn't start proves that the voodoo continues.
It does, but remember, Vogt got the best of him early and was able to keep Carp on the bench sequentially with how he approached it. So AJ, being patient, you're right. You ended up getting Carp later on. Now, again, did you want him against Class A? I don't think anybody wants anybody against Class A, but this is why it's magic. Yes, you ended up being able to get him into the game. You didn't get him in as early as you wanted to, but it still worked. That's why this is one of the most incredible runs I've ever seen in any sport. Not college. College, I've seen stuff like this. Like I've seen George Mason or VCU or whatever. Rico, you go back to Georgetown or Villanova with Ed Pinckney. Right. Like, yes, but professionally, no. I've never seen something like this.
I'm starting Reese Olson tomorrow. Save the bullpen for game four. Kyle D. from Gross Eel. Someone else says start Brisky, Job in middle relief. That is from Jerry.
You know, but here, is it wrong I'm starting to view Brisky as kind of a closer?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's wrong at all.
I mean, he's open before. He's been a starter before, but I view Brisky as a weapon. I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth, but these are strange times we're living in.
So you're willing to go, Joe, just one inning? First inning?
Probably be Holton, but I was just offering a different perspective because what I don't want to mess up, I want Will Vest in a higher leverage spot. I want Brisky in higher leverage spots. Look, whatever AJ decides, who the hell's going to attack it? He's been the maestro. It's just a fun conversation until we actually figure out who the hell is the opener.
I would open with Hanafy or Job and then throw Herter out there for bulk. Then Gunther, etc. After that, we win the game.
Honestly, at this point, that's probably the script. You're right. You win. I'm in. Let's go to the people. Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Good, Scott. Yeah. Of course. What's up?
Hey, you had mentioned earlier what impressed me the most, and I think one of the biggest things that stood out was the Tigers really never flinched as the game went on, and there were many pressure situations. We needed double play. Pitchers kept throwing up the strike zone. The hitters really kept grinding at bats as the game went on, and they had better and better swings toward the end of the game. And it was almost as if they expected to win somehow, some way, and, like they had been there before. And I know that they haven't, obviously, so I don't know – if they're growing up before our eyes or they're just a bunch of young kids playing hard, having fun.
It could be both. And I think it's a very credible point, Scott. Their quality of at-bats was so superior to that of Cleveland. And I understand it's not easy to have good at-bats against Skubal. But you know what you didn't see the Tigers doing? They weren't up there looking like Jose Ramirez. They weren't up there looking like Josh Naylor. You know, they weren't looking like fool asses. Mm-hmm. And the pitching was great both ways, but your at-bats were absolutely higher quality. And over the long haul, that's what paid off. Drawing a few walks, being able to put the ball in play, you know, yeah, bloop and a blast. That's playoff baseball. No, I was very impressed by their level of at-bat.
No, I was, except for one person. But yeah, you were what? Setting it.
Huh? Oh, no, not this again. You're very upset about this.
I really am. Yeah, Riley Green. Just take a pitch.
Jeez.
It's okay. Right. Seriously, I'm yelling at the TV. Riley, do you have some place to be? Are you late for an appointment?
I'll tell you one thing. And both pitching staffs benefited from this. This is not you versus them. This is totality. It felt like the umpire had a place to be. Right. That strike zone was big.
That was
a copious strike zone.
Man, I went back to the days. That was a Greg Maddux strike zone. The ball crossed the plate somewhere? Strike.
Right. Take the square off the television by the bottom of the fourth. I'm going, we ain't using. Yeah. There were a couple of hitters when the ball came in. The Kenny whoopee cushion was their facial expression. You just throw your hands in the air. All right, everything's a strike today.
Okay.
And if you give any latitude to a pitcher like Skubal, you're in for a long day at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And that low strike that he continued to earn by being borderline, being maybe just 3 to 5 inches out of the zone, I think it's part of the reason his off-speed offerings were making them look even worse. Because I think the Guardians knew. We now have to protect low zone because if it's, as Rico put it, did the ball arrive, strike, then
that's
how you end up corkscrewing yourself into the ground.
No, there was an at-bat that, I can't remember when it was, but it was against Ramirez, and he got a call that was the edge of the strike zone, and Ramirez looked like, what? And then the next pitch, he had to swing, and he fouled it off. He's like, I have to protect myself. Mm-hmm. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's the whoopee cushion. That is the whoopee cushion. That's right. Let's go to Justin, 97.1. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Amazing game. Really thought them not scoring any runs off Boyd was going to be their downfall. And kind of surprised that Hinch did not run for Rogers that last inning. I think if you put someone in motion on that ball Sweeney hit, they probably score because I don't think anybody envisioned someone hitting a home run off their closer.
You know, there, Justin, were two interesting things. I thought it was interesting there. Do you know the biggest base running mistake of the day? It was actually Stephen Vogt. Not putting Kwan in motion with first and third and protecting against that double play. And also, you know, you got to be careful throwing that ball down to second with a runner on third. There may have been indifference on the play. He doesn't put him in motion and you end up first pitch swinging. And I think it was Angel Jimenez at the plate. I mean, to me, that's like rudimentary baseball stuff. But again, if you need a break or you need a whoopee cushion from the other team, you're getting that too. That's part of the magic. I know. Rico, I'm sorry I'm nerding out.
Nah.
I know I'm getting really in the weeds with the the playoff baseball, but this is the fun of it. You play the game at a different level, and there's different decisions and different things that need to happen.
But see, that's why different level, you got to do different things. And that's why I was on the whole, and I'm sure I was in the minority. Got to keep Skubal out there. This thing is too close. You can't take him out simply because he threw 90 some pitches and he has
I'm
to come out
the
game.
I'm not letting you be irresponsible. You know what? I'm going to be your shepherd. We are setting up bumper bowling for you.
Can we at least get to 100 pitches? That's what I would have said.
This isn't 1995.
David, it's not at this point in the season either. Listen, fellas, I get it. Easy breezy 98. Guys, every pitch is high intensity. He's already more than doubled. He's approaching tripling his innings from last year. You're asking for a problem if you decide to do that stuff. I'm telling you, they're right where they need to be. I think he knows in the back of his mind, I'm going 6, maybe 7 if I'm efficient. Because once pitch 90, 92 comes around, it's over.
Okay.
Rico, he's not even supposed to be pitching.
I know. You're right. I know.
Thank you. Can you say that in Nona's Goodyear?
97-1.
All right, straight to the people. We'll get a little football coming up at 3:45. And we are going to talk a little college football in the 4 o'clock. It's been Tigers the rest of the way. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. Let's go right now. Go to Ivory, 97-1. Ivory, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys today?
What's going on, Ivory? What's up?
Yeah, three real quick things. Main thing I told the screen caller was about the Ordonez thing and Carpenter home run. But first, you know, I'm kind of cynical in the sense that when Carpenter hit that home run, I kept rewinding, like, the one video I had of it, because just to see, like, the fans' faces, just the change in emotion of the, you know, the fans, from the Tigers fans being excited to the Cleveland fans just looking just so defeated. You know, that was great for me as a Tigers fan.
There's also nothing better than sad opposition fan. Like, that's
right,
the best.
Yeah,
I mean, I laugh when my team's not even involved and it's college football and they go to, like, sad Mississippi State guy and you're like, sucks to be you.
Right. I hate to see it.
But also, I think one other thing, too. You know, we look at a lot of times when we have major things like this happen, we look at, like, the results, like, as the champion of it all, the excitement. But the reality is what people need to be champion are two people, Trey Sweeney and Jake Rogers, for getting those two singles, you know, because that was the key, you know, because if he had gotten them out, I don't even think they pitched to Kerry Carpenter because they had the righty coming up barely after. They pitched to him.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're 8-9 hitters.
We need to be champion 8-9 hitters for getting those singles.
Against Class A, you're right. You never get the seminal moment. You never get the at-bat with Carpenter. And if you want the one thing that you can directly trace to Scott Harris, it's the acquisition of Trey Sweeney.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's the truth. They didn't have a shortstop in the pipeline. They didn't have anybody on this roster. They got a guy
who's going to be the shortstop next year.
Maybe. He's making a strong case. Yeah, Ivory, here's the thing. Rico yells at me when I start to talk about the offseason. So, I'm not going to do it. He's a shortstop right now. And, Ivory, I'm sure I'll be speaking with you during the winter meetings about this. We'll figure it out. In the here and now, look, he's played a major role with his defense. He's been a stabilizing force. And I don't think he's a good hitter. I think he's been timely. Timely is the word I continue to come back to with this baseball team. I don't believe they have a good offense. They have a timely offense.
We are on to Wednesday.
That's right. That's exactly right, Mr. Rico Beard. Dennis, 97-1. What's up, Dennis?
You're exactly right, sir. We have a timely hitting. And I don't think that we need any problems with the pitching because whoever they got back there, we got 8 bullets, and we got them all ready to go. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it feels like it's like an amoeba. They're what you need when you need it. They continue to shapeshift and just keep moving it. Dennis, I've worried. Never seen anything like it.
Me either. Man, I'm 75 years old. I've never seen anything like this. We got a bunch of rookies all hitting between 200 and 240. A couple guys hitting a little bit above that. Our biggest hitter is hitting 285, and that's Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah.
And he can't even get the left hander.
The overriding stat, too, and look, injuries played a role in this. I do understand that. And, you know, whether Carpenter or Green missing time, but factually, you don't have a 25 home run hitter. You don't have anyone who had 75 RBIs. You don't have a 25 steal guy. Like that, it's unheard of.
It's a bunch of unheard of guys getting out there and kicking butt every day. It's a different hero every day.
Yep.
And that's
and again,
about this
it's a moment in time. I don't want to talk about the off season, but there's absolutely no guarantee it's ever like this again. And your own manager says this wouldn't sustain. Playing this way can't sustain over a whole year. You can't play this style of baseball. And again, my misgivings about the postseason are the same with hockey. And what I mean is the regular season game has no bearing on the postseason. It's a completely different sport. Look at baseball. In baseball, you play every day. Your rotation matters. Oh, now we're going to go to the playoffs and we have days off every game. It's not the same sport. Mm-hmm. Now, that benefits you here and now. So who cares? But I'm saying, understand, there's plenty of people out there who view it the way I do, which is, look, You should be playing Cleveland three straight games. Or two straight, then day off for travel. Two straight, day off for travel. But again, Rico's greed and the networks.
No.
Sorry, just making sure you're paying attention.
You don't get to do that. You know what, Mike?
College football only. Walleye. 248-539-9797. Let's get the Big Ten Power Rank next because, people, as you know, this is a Kurt Cignetti radio show. I just can't wait for Rico to bless. Somehow I feel like I'm related to Kurt Cignetti. It's so exciting. We'll do it next. Get ready. NFL action. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers bet $5. Get 300 in bonus bets when you win. You build an SGP for Thursday Night Football. Let me give you a preview of Rico's. Purdy over 500 passing yards. Purdy 7 touchdowns. Purdy cure cancer. Purdy drives combine. Plus 68,000.
And Purdy over 9.5 rushing yards.
Done and done. All right, settle in, people. This is going to be a wild one with the week of football we just had. A little break from Tigers. It's time for the Big Ten Power Rank.
Mike, we're doing this. I was ready to pull the plug and switch over to national, but I was told from a higher voice from above, you will do this week and you will like it. So, here we go.
Rico, listen to God.
Coming in, Purdue.
Who didn't? Hold Purdue. On. I was going to say, who are the four that are the irredeemables that did not make the power rank?
It's safe to say it's kind of like on Wheel of Fortune. Purdue, UCLA, and Northwestern are always just going to be the ones that are going to be flipped over.
Oof. Purdue, you know, Rico, Purdue's got the earmarkings of a team that quit.
Yeah.
They're not just losing. They're losing by 50. They've already fired Graham Harrell, their OC.
Yeah.
I would leave it to you to tell me. You know every player on the team. They look like a team that quit.
Yeah, I think Purdue's about to get raided. Any good players they have will be trying to get taken out of the portal. I think they're going to fire their coach at the end of the year, even though it's year two for him.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's an unmitigated disaster right now.
UCLA.
You know we're in L.A. with USC. Whoopee cushion.
I think we kind of knew from the second Deshaun stepped up to the podium, this is going to be a bad year.
Woof. And Northwestern, forget it. Who's the fourth team before we get to the teams we care about?
Fourth team would be the University of Maryland.
I like turtles. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, they stink. And it makes Michigan State's. Thanks, kid. All right, let's go.
And the only reason they're out, and this team is at 14 because this team beat the University of Maryland at 14, Michigan State University.
I mean, there's moments they look functional. They try hard. They just suck. They can't stop turning the football over. I think they're still going to beat somebody they got no business beating somewhere on this schedule. Might be Iowa or Michigan or I don't know. They're going to beat someone they shouldn't beat because you can see signs of upside, but mercy. Mercy with these turnovers. Rico, but, I blame you.
No, but a lot of it, I do wonder, man, if they would have played an easier schedule, would we sit here and say, hey, you know what, this team's pretty good, but the fact that you played two top five teams in 6 days, one flying out to the West Coast,
yep. We're gonna find out. Yeah. That's the short answer. We're going to find out soon enough. Go ahead. Next.
At 13, we have the University of Southern California. They got a home game against Penn State this weekend, but this team was at one point was in the top three. They've dropped all the way down to 13 because they're just not that good.
USC and Michigan are the Spider-Man meme. They're the same team. I mean, they do things differently, but it's the same result. They're just not good.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have a fancy logo and a big fan base and lots of money. Doesn't mean you're any damn good.
Yeah.
USC losing to a guy who dresses like a barber? Unforgivable.
At number 12, we have the University of Iowa, and they're losing their wide receiver for some offseason things. He's entering into the portal. The crowd is upset. They're getting angry and want a new quarterback because they don't like Cade anymore.
Well, look, here's the deal. You change the offensive coordinator. You've got somewhat of a functioning offense, but the problem is still when Iowa plays real teams that aren't in the Big Ten West, that is no more, they just look wholly inferior. How long are you going to stay with old man Ferentz? Enough's enough, dude. He's 100.
Yeah, because you know what? Here's the thing. His buyout is not that great anymore that you could afford it. Because it used to be like, man, you're going to pay this man $20 million. That was like 20 years ago. It's probably down to like 50 cents. You could walk away from him
Look, in the new Big Ten, I just don't think they're going to be relevant.
Mike, I don't either. I think that that was a team that hated that the Big Ten went into just one division. Speaking of a team that hates the fact that the Big Ten now is one division, at number 11, the University of Wisconsin.
Gross. I mean, I would take Iowa to beat them, but I understand they had a great performance against Purdue. I still don't get the fit with Phil Longo being the OC up there and running the spread. And
nothing makes sense.
It doesn't. I'll leave it alone. I'm not going to stress out over who's 11. Go ahead.
At number 10, we go to the city of Ann Arbor. We have the University of Michigan, fresh off of their loss at UW.
Argue it. That's right. No, I want anyone who's butthurt by that to argue it. This team blows. Yeah. Tommy Schuster, MSU's backup, has more passing yards than anyone you've put out on the field at quarterback this year. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You can't throw it. And by the way, you don't believe me that you blow? All right, here's what they think about you. Shout out Ice Cube. Here we go. Ready? Michigan's passing defense this year. Oh, Will Johnson, tell your friends. 115th nationally in passing yards allowed per game. 79th in opponent pass completion percentage. 131st in opponent pass completions. 132nd opponent pass attempts. 116th opponent passing touchdowns per game. And 115th in America in first downs allowed via the pass per game at 12.5.
Oh, you missed one, Mike. Bro. You missed one. 133rd out of 134 teams in passes completed over 10 yards or more.
Boom. That's Wink Martindale, people. I've lived it with the Giants. Now you're stuck with them. Hope you enjoy the shades.
At number 9, we go to the Barber College themselves, Minnesota. 3-3. They're taking on UCLA at UCLA. So that may actually be a victory for them, and they may move up in next week's poll if we do next week's poll.
Yeah, that's fine. They've decided they can throw the ball. They played a gutty game at home, and they won. But P.J. Fleck is still a boner. Carry on.
At number 8, Jetfish and Washington Huskies, 4-2. They're at Iowa this weekend.
Yeah, look, it's... Better figure it out with your kicker. And this is a team that should be at least one game better. I mean, they blew the Rutgers game 7 ways to Sunday. And you can make a case, one stop, they win against Wazoo. Good game plan. They're more physical than people give them credit for. They're balanced. They have a running game. And Will Rogers, as a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, you know, Damon Williams will take the job over next year. Will Rogers can execute the offense. They're pesky.
And for the sake of time, at 7, Rutgers 4-1, 6, Nebraska 5-1, and at number 5, Illinois at 4-1.
All right, who out of those three, Rico, do you believe the least in?
Who do I believe the least in?
Mm-hmm.
It's still Rutgers.
You son of a...
No, you know what?
Okay.
No, we talked about Michigan State and the schedule. Rutgers' schedule, I wonder if they are just, because of their schedule... They look so good because they really haven't played any tough teams.
Two words.
Mm-hmm.
Shiano's chin. Come on. He looks like Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene. You have to respect a man with that level of chin. Carry on.
I was going to say something, but it would end up being a drop.
Nope.
Daddy, is that a...
You stop it right now. And I know the reference and I appreciate it. Carry on.
At number 4... it's Penn State. They're 5-0. They're at USC this weekend. And apparently, Mike, they need a bigger runway because they are flying in a heavier plane. This is actually a concern from James Franklin.
Listen, my concern for James Franklin is 2 weeks in a row, your team looked like Randy in A Christmas Story and just played with your food. Not impressive against Illinois, even though they dominated metrically, and not impressive against UCLA, even though they dominated metrically. We'll find out more. But again, is USC any good? The only reason I have doubts, Big Ten team, Eastern time zone, flying out west. You know the record. What happens.
Oh, yeah. At number 3, Michael, this one's just for you.
Yes.
Coach Cignetti, the Indiana Hoosiers sitting there at 6-0. They're on a bye this week.
Atta baby. Listen, it's my best call to summer. Cignetti is a psychopath. And he's a winner. And he has Indiana football. He doesn't just win people. He covers.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's a beast. I'll tell you right now, unless there's like injuries or something crazy, Rico, I think they're going to be favored over U of M.
Mike, they will be. And here's what argues.
Wait a second, Kamala. I'm telling you facts.
It angers me that if Michigan played the Indiana schedule and was 6-0, they would be like
number one two in America.
Yeah, two or three in the country.
But Goulet. They do.
At two, Ohio State 5-0. They're going to be playing Oregon. Oregon is number one in this week's poll.
Not bickering over it. Just tell you, OSU's a 3.5-point road favorite. You do what you want. I don't have a big opinion on the game.
Wait.
You got an early lean?
We got Cash the Ticket. I gave my information from Cash the Ticket.
Okay, well, that'll happen a little later on. 6-2 this past weekend. We had a nice weekend.
You're bouncing
very
back.
Nice. We are okay. We're stabilizing. All right. Dono.
Hey, he showed up this weekend.
Yeah, he's great when no one touches him. Let me tell you, no better back in the history of the sport when there's no decision to be made and no one touches you. Hall of Famer.
Michigan is a 2.5-point favorite against BYU this weekend.
Next. That is your Big Ten power rank.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.